Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live up from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you, yeah, you, for listening, for tuning in, for having us locked in. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in on the free Odyssey app. You can always lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, well, you don't even have to lift a finger. You don't have to push a button. Just go ahead and ask that speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, if you missed the first hour of the show, all you got to do is go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And we've had a busy show so far, okay? We talked about the Celtics. Yeah, they got a 2-0 lead here against the Dallas Mavericks. We talked about Jason Kidd trying to start some beef and start some trouble by saying Brown is better than Tatum and make the Celtics think about it. They didn't take the bait, except for Jrue Holiday. And then he apologized for saying that he thinks Brown is better. Hey, Darvin Ham is back to Milwaukee. We're going to get into Caitlin Clark later in the show. We got former NBA player and champion Antonio Daniels is going to come through and join us next hour to talk about what we've seen so far here in the NBA Finals and what we might see as the series continues on. And so we got a lot to get into. Caitlin Clark and Mike Tomlin and all of the good stuff. We got you covered. If you want to call me up, you can do so. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Every place, everywhere on social media. Since we've done a lot of talking so far in the show about coaches, Darvin Ham and and his return back to Milwaukee. The big news, and this is news that a lot of people have been, some people have been upset about because it's overshadowed the NBA Finals, is the Los Angeles Lakers in their coaching search. They still don't have a coach. And we actually learned today that Dan Hurley is staying at UConn. He's going to try to go out there and stay in Storrs, Connecticut, and try to repeat. That's it. The Los Angeles Lakers reportedly offered him a six-year contract, $70 million. And Dan Hurley said, he said no. I assume that whatever contract or deal that he gets from UConn is either going to be close to that or maybe it surpasses it. Maybe it'll be a 10-year contract. And when you break down the numbers, that's only about $11.5, $12 million a year. When you think about some of the top coaches in the NBA, Monty Williams, for a crap Pistons squad, how the hell or why they decided to give him this money, I have no idea. I feel like they're going to fire him any minute, any day now. Monty Williams got $78 million over 6 years. Okay, is that mistake money? Yeah. You know, are you going to give a guy who's never coached an NBA game, you're going to give him that type of cash? Probably not. Eric Spoelstra is making about $15 million per. Steve Kerr is making $17 million per. And the Lakers basically said, hey, Dan, we're going to lock you up for 6 years and give you 11 and 12. I mean, there's not going to be room for renegotiation there. Like, I assume if you want Dan Hurley, you'd have to hit him. Maybe the contract needed to be longer. That seems kind of low. And so Dan Hurley says, no, thank you. He's going to stay in Connecticut. I assume he's going to accept a longer-term deal with bigger money and then keep it moving. I mean, it was only last week that he was chatted up with Storrs Central, Dan Hurley, and he was asked about a contract extension with UConn, and this is what Dan Hurley said.
It's complicated. Right. You know, there's a business side of it, which you allow your agent to advise you on. You know, it's probably taken more time than I think any of us would have liked, but it's not something that's ever been a rush for me. I think when you've won back-to-back championships and you're not calling your agent and you're worried about the status of your contract, right. You're more worried about recruiting, scheduling. You also have a market as a coach when you've accomplished a lot of things, so trying to find that sweet spot is it's something.
Well, it appears that he utilized the Los Angeles Lakers to go ahead and get to that sweet spot. We don't know what the final number is. We don't know what his contract is going to look like when UConn says, hey, here's some money, here's a deal, here's a contract. But I know the Lakers, they got used. They got used in negotiations, and maybe Hurley, if he wasn't interested, he wouldn't have taken a trip. He wouldn't have gone to Los Angeles. He would have just told him no. It was a couple of months ago, and you might consider this to be a little bit more of a lateral move. But Dan Hurley said no to Kentucky when Calipari said, I'm out of here. I'm going to Arkansas. Like, he had a chance and an opportunity to leave. Now, in college basketball, yeah, Kentucky is a blue blood. UConn has been probably the most successful program here over the last 20 years. It's not the Los Angeles Lakers. And so he entertained it. He took a look, and he passed. He said no. I mean, if the Lakers said, hey, here's $10 million over 10 years, then maybe he would have left. Hickey, I remember the report that we got last week. Weren't the numbers higher? The guy who reported it was like $80 million or something like that, right?
I thought wasn't it like 100? Like, oh, at least, God. I mean, there's a lot of numbers thrown out, but wasn't it like 7 for 100 or 8 for 100 somewhere in there? Maybe it was 7 for 80, but.
You're right.
A lot higher than what we just saw.
Yeah, I think it was 8 for 100. That was the initial report. And what Woj said, and he is connected with the Hurleys and the entire family from Dan and his father and his brother. I think I'm going to trust Woj a little bit more. 6 years, $70 million. Hickey, if they would have gave him that 100, I think he would have left without a shadow of a doubt.
It is very difficult to turn down $100 million, especially when, I mean, look, UConn's great right now. I don't think they got $100 million in the bank to match that offer.
Correct. And, you know, the other element is how much money. This is, it's a risk, right? I get it. Everybody's talking about J.J. Redick, and J.J. Redick has never coached a day in his life. And Dan Hurley is respected. I mean, he's been here with UConn since 2018. He's already won two national championships. He's trying to go for a third. Come on. That's experience. He was coaching in high school about 15 years ago. And look where he is right now. He's getting offered a job to be the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And he said no. It's crazy to think about. And so he'll stay in Connecticut. And now the Los Angeles Lakers got to do what? Look at J.J. Redick. Get James Borrego, who used to coach, you know, Anthony Davis. This is a gut punch. You know, last hour when we talked about this, I said the Los Angeles Lakers are just, they're the pretty girl who can't get a date. And why is it? What is it? Are they dysfunctional? I think the answer is yes. You think about the power structure. And so if you're Dan Hurley, is the risk versus or is it worth the reward? The Lakers are just going through coaches like nothing. We talked about Darvin Ham going back to Milwaukee. We talk about Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel won a championship with and for the Los Angeles Lakers, and he's gone. And so is this a matter of just power? You know, should they just hand LeBron James over the title of coach? They can't do it because it would go against the collective bargaining agreement. But LeBron is the coach. But then we hear stories and even hear from Rich Paul, the agent of both LeBron and Anthony Davis, that whoever the coach is, they need to think a little bit more about the future with Anthony Davis and less about LeBron. This is just a complete crap show. The New York Yankees got in a lot of hot water with their own fans when they decided to hire Aaron Boone. They're like, hey, we're going to hire the guy off of television. Yes, he's a baseball lifer, and his brother and his dad and his generations. Aaron Boone came off of ESPN and took the Yankees job, okay? You think about the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy right now, even today, this minute, this second, is basically on thin ice. He is a lame duck head coach going into this upcoming season. And I am sure that Jerry Jones has like an eject button. Hickey, I know Jerry Jones has a button on his desk that when it's time to just get rid of him, he pushes the button and him and his chair just slide right through the ground into one of those trap door holes.
It's a hell of a way to leave.
Oh, it's Jerry Jones treats the entire organization like it's his Hunger Games, right?
That he does. You're right about that.
And so it's either one of two things. He either gets shot out into outer space or he gets kind of flushed out through the bottom of the floor. These are jobs that people want. If I'm a coach in football, why wouldn't you want the Cowboys job? If you're a manager, why wouldn't you want to coach the Yankees, manage the Yankees? If you're a basketball coach, you wouldn't want to coach the Celtics or the Lakers? I think that there's so much money out here right now, and you can get it from so many different places. You don't have to go to L.A. to get the big money. I told you about Monty Williams. $78 million over 6 years is ridiculous. Refresh my memory. What did he win when he was out in Phoenix? Yeah, they went to a finals. They went to a championship. And some of the biggest stories was about how both he and DeAndre Ayton couldn't stand each other, how he wouldn't communicate. And so the Lakers, I thought that they were going to be a story heading into the season anyway. They're going to be a story pulling up to the draft. Are they going to take Bronny James? We know Dan Hurley is not going to be there. Is J.J. Redick going to be the next coach? If James Borrego ends up being the head coach, Laker fans are going to feel like we went from eating at, Hickey, what's a fancy place?
Oh, like a chain? Like a steakhouse?
No, fancy. Just a fancy restaurant. Anyone.
Ooh, let's go Tao.
Okay. The Lakers are like, hey, let's go eat at Tao. And they tried to eat at Tao. and then they had to settle for Red Lobster. I mean, that's what happened here. That's what happened. When you think about what they attempted to get in a Dan Hurley, how they got rejected, and now they got a J.J. Redick is like, he's like Red Lobster. He is. He's the second choice. He's a little bit lower on a totem pole. And so here's the deal for the Los Angeles Lakers. It doesn't matter what they do or who they hire, they're screwed. They missed out on the big guy that was publicized. People were making fun of him with good reason. You're going to hire J.J. Redick so he can carry LeBron's bags? And then it went to Dan Hurley. And I mean, yeah, outside of lacking NBA experience, he has everything else. He said no. And so now they have this situation where whatever they do, they're going to look bad. They're going to look terrible. Whether it's J.J. Redick, and if it happens to be Borrego, all the fans in L.A. are just going to go, him? Like, we're the Lakers and we hired him? We don't even know who the hell he is. Lakers are screwed. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And by the way, it doesn't matter, you know, who they hire. The LeBron James shadow, as long as he's there. And yes, he's still a free agent. He could leave or go whatever he wants to do. LeBron's shadow is going to pretty much loom over everybody. Manny is calling up from New York. Manny, how are you, man? You're on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
I'm good. I'm good, JR. How you doing, my brother? It's been a while.
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Man, you love the Lakers. I mean, you know what? Thank God that Dan Hurley had to, thank God that Dan Hurley just can come with a sense of, you know what? Why should I want to coach a Lakers team that, who, by the way, not named Phil Jackson, had a coach that coached him for the last 4 years. So, you know who the last Laker coach that not named Phil Jackson lasted for 4 years? Here's a hint. He used to coach Kobe, Shaq, and Nick Van Exel. His name is Dale Harris. Remember him?
Oh, certainly. Mr. Whitehead, yep.
Yeah, he was the last coach not named Phil Jackson of the Lakers that lasted 4 years. I mean, since then, the Lakers, they treat coaches like batteries. You last them a year or two, and then they get canned. And thank God for Dan Hurley, said, why should I want to coach a team that who has arguably the greatest players of all time, who has a history of not doing well, don't get along with coaches, and the organization has not been patient for a long time. I mean, I hate to say it, ever since the death of Jerry Buss, the Lakers have been so inconsistent. I mean, I know they won one title, but when Dr. Buss was alive, God rest his soul, they were consistently win championships.
Well, in a lot of cases, and thank you, Manny, for calling from New York, you think about when the patriarch or whoever owns the team, when they pass away, a lot of times we see fights and beefs between the family members. And it's, yeah, this extends into professional sports as well. I remember when Jeannie and her brother basically had a legal battle as to who was going to be in charge and run this Los Angeles Lakers team. And it ended up being her. It ended up being Jeannie. And you think about her, quote unquote, brain trust and her and Rambis. It's tough for the Los Angeles Lakers. And, you know, I think, Hickey, who did we talk to last week? Ah, we spoke to RJ out in Dallas. He said the Dallas Cowboys operate like a mom and pop, right?
Yes, sir.
The Los Angeles Lakers are no different. The Yankees are no different. I mean, these are huge organizations with lots of money. And in the Lakers' case, I guess today, they didn't want to go for it. They had an opportunity to wow Dan Hurley, and they end up with egg on their face as Dan Hurley says no. Yeah, somebody said no to coaching the Lakers. Let me remind you as well, Ty Lue, who just re-upped with the Los Angeles Clippers, when the Lakers had a chance and an opportunity to add Ty Lue into the fold, reportedly Ty Lue said no because the Los Angeles Lakers, they didn't want to ante up. And so I guess the Lakers want the superstars on the court, but they don't want to pay for the superstar coach on the sidelines. As Dan Hurley basically said, nah, I ain't going. I'm staying in Connecticut. That's a punch to the gut for the Los Angeles Lakers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, just give the job to J.J. Redick. We'll find somebody on, you know, Sunset to go ahead and coach the Lakers. It shouldn't be that difficult. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know what? There is a coach on a popular team, a legacy franchise. He's not going anywhere. It's Mike Tomlin. We'll talk about him and how long he plans to stick around in Pittsburgh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So we talked about the Celtics and their 2-0 series lead here in the NBA Finals. We talked about Jason Kidd trying to play mind games. Dan Hurley said no to the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't want to say he left them at the altar, but he rejected a 6-year, $70 million contract to coach the Lakers. The Lakers are just pretty dysfunctional right now. It doesn't look good when a coach of Dan Hurley's stature, even coming over from college, says no. 855-212-4227. I'm going to pick up the phone lines. And then I'm going to tell you about a coach in another sport. He's not going anywhere. But let's go ahead and talk to Ralph. Ralph is calling from North Carolina. Hey, Ralph, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Thank you very much for having me. And one more thing, JR, before I get started, I want to say you have always an amazing show that everybody gets to listen every night. Your topic is always interesting. Sometimes I can't call because I'm just listening to everybody and their opinion, and that's the reason why I love your show the most. As far as the situation with the Lakers, to be honest with you, JR, to me, I feel like you have too many coaches. LeBron James needs to stop being an instigator all the time. And trust me, every time I feel like he changed his team around to hate the coach. Just like when Anthony said at the end of the, we don't know what we're doing. I feel like as a professional player, you should not be giving excuses that it's on the coach. What about you? What about your team? You guys practice every day. You guys tell me you guys cannot run the offense in between y'all without the coach stopping the play. If you guys are making mistakes, tell the coach that to stop the play so y'all could get, or somebody to actually be on the floor actually direct traffic for them to kind of tell them what they're not doing right. So, I mean, I feel like it's them being not listening. It's them not being coachable enough. It's the team not wanting to be coached. And that's the problem they're going to have trying to find a coach, because if they don't want to be coached, nobody's going to want to go over there unless they sign up J.J. Redick.
Yeah, that's and you know what? I agree with you, Ralph, and thank you for calling from North Carolina. It's just we're in such a different world. Like, the coaches used to have all of the power. The coaches had the stroke. We're long gone from the Red Auerbach of the world. We're long gone from looking at a coach as he's the boss. No, everybody has an ego nowadays, right? The owner has an ego. The general manager has an ego. And the coaches, for whatever reason, they're kind of like the lowest person on the totem pole. Is it just because of the money that they make? The players certainly have egos. And the players, in a lot of their cases, they have never been told no in their lives, okay? They've been told that they're the best and they're the greatest. They get paid like it. And so when it's time to accept responsibility, when are you going to hear a player say, oh, well, it was my fault. I should have done better. I mean, Frank Vogel just got fired as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. And one of the first stories that we get after he gets the boot is pretty much about how Kevin Durant felt that he wasn't utilized the right way, you know, in the Suns system. And it's just like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? You stood there and were with the man all year long. And did you say something? Did you not say something? Like, everybody wants to be involved in how the meal turns up, what the meal tastes like, and what you should put in the meal. But the minute that the meal comes back and it doesn't taste good, everybody's is pointing fingers at the coach. I mean, instead of just saying, hey, we stink, or we need to do better, or I should have did this, or I should have done that, everybody just steps back. The meal was garbage, and so, hey, it has to fall on the head coach, right? The head coach is trying to put everything together in the kitchen, and the players all want to have their hands in it. And then it's not good. It's just like, oh, well, it's his fault. And that's just how coaching is. And so we can go ahead and throw that whole idea, you know, out of the window. LeBron James, oh, now he has no input? He doesn't want anything to do with nothing? Anthony Davis reportedly didn't want Hurley to come through as a coach. And I saw the jokes. People were saying, oh, Dan Hurley's going to make Anthony Davis run the stairs, and then Anthony Davis' legs are going to give out. And that's going to be it for Anthony Davis. It's kind of nutty. I think at this point, I don't even know. Hickey, if you're J.J. Redick, I guess you still take the job because it is the Lakers' job. You've never coached. This is, if you're J.J. Redick, do you still even want the gig? Or do you tell the Lakers, nah, I don't want to be your second choice?
Oh, no, I think he still wants it. Just because, like you said, like what leg does he have to stand on? I mean, have you heard of anyone else interested in hiring J.J. Redick outside of the Lakers?
Well, I remember at one point, was it last offseason? I feel like he did talk to Charlotte, mm-hmm. but that's kind of like, I guess he does have to take the Lakers job, because there's a big difference between coaching Charlotte and then coaching the Lakers. But then if I look at it the other way, I mean, if you're coaching the Hornets, you're probably going to get a longer runway. If you're coaching the Lakers, you're signing up to get kicked to shreds almost every day. It's a thankless job. Would you take the job right now? I mean, all things considered, but would you take it?
If I was a coach with any sort of reputation, absolutely not. Like, I think that job for most NBA, respected NBA coaches, is a death sentence.
Damn.
You were there for 2 or 3 years. You are not going to win a title, even though this is not a championship or bust team. Like, they're not. They're what, 7th, 8th best roster in the West alone? Just, they don't have the roster or the horses to win a title, but that doesn't mean the expectations are lowered. It's still championship or bust. So, Darvin Ham, they went to the Western Conference Finals, and they made the playoffs 2 years. Again, were they great this past year? No. But was he the... Was Darvin Ham problem number one? I'd also say no. That if you have any sort of resume, you cannot take that job.
Somebody has to take the blame. Hey, look, Dan Hurley knows better than us. He said, I'm sticking. He said, I ain't going anywhere. I'm staying here at UConn. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I guess J.J. Redick can continue on with his curls as he's going to get ready to, I assume, carry LeBron James' bags around for as long as LeBron James wants to be around. And I wonder how LeBron feels, you know? We don't know. He doesn't say anything. But he will put out some veiled tweets or shots sooner than later. I expect that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you about Mike Tomlin and his extension. We'll come back and talk about that on the other side. He's not leaving Pittsburgh. And then we have an NFL player. Well, he's deciding to walk away. I'll tell you who that is.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, thank you so much to everybody who's been following me and keeping up with me since YouTube. It's fun. I love it. YouTube, television, radio. Yeah, the JR Sport Brief Show is everywhere. Thank you. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We've talked about Dan Hurley turning down the Los Angeles Lakers head coaching job. I told you that Mike Tomlin, he decided to stick around with the Steelers. Or should I say the Steelers decided to stick around with him. Hey, take a listen to this clip. This is from CBS Sports HQ breaking the news earlier today.
Got more breaking news, this time out of the NFL. Steelers have signed head coach Mike Tomlin to a three-year extension. That deal keeps the NFL's longest tenured coach in the Steel City through 2027. Tomlin's been the head man in Pittsburgh since 2007, leading the Steelers to a Super Bowl title back in 2008. He's got the best winning percentage of any coach in franchise history and has never recorded a losing season.
That's 17 seasons, never having a losing year. He's the longest tenured head coach in the NFL. A three-year extension that takes him to 2027. No lame duck status for Mike Tomlin. I know that there are some Steeler fans who are just, they try to get rid of Mike Tomlin. Anytime, any opportunity where things are not looking good, they want to go ahead and give him the boot. And they don't understand how good that they have it. At 855-212-4227, Lee is calling from Cincinnati. Lee, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. And I need you to help me understand something. If I'm correct, Caitlin Clark was not put on the women's Olympic basketball team, correct?
That is correct.
And was that by her choice or by somebody else's choice?
Oh, no, that ain't. That's not her choice. The players don't select themselves. They have to be eligible to be on the team. She wasn't selected by the Olympic committee. She was selected as an alternate.
She was eligible, but she wasn't selected. Well, everybody on that Olympic committee needs to be fired, and they need to go get jobs as bag boys at the local convenience store, because I'm telling you, That's the most stupid thing in the world, in my opinion. The women WNBA is what they want, eyes on the WNBA. The best way to get that is to have an Olympic team, in my opinion, because let's face it, the United States Olympic team has never lost a single game. The women haven't. And there's no way that Kayla Clark would do anything to hurt the team enough to where they may lose the gold. But then having her on the team, everybody would want to watch. I wanted to watch the Olympics because I thought Kayla Clark was going to be on it. Now I really don't care. And that's the biggest marketing blunder I think that's, there's ever been. And the dumbest decision I think there's ever been in history of sports. What do you think?
Well, how about this, Lee? I'm going to talk about that at the top of the hour, okay? And then we'll hear from Caitlin Clark, and we're going to take a deeper dive, okay?
That's perfect. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump the gun, sir. I apologize.
No, you don't got to apologize. I'm here for everybody. You're passionate about it. So wait, before I let you go, you're not going to watch women's basketball at all now? Team USA, you're not going to watch them at all?
Okay, maybe I went a little bit over. Yes, I will. Because they're so awesome. They are so dominant. I love watching the USA dominate every other country in the world. It doesn't matter what it is. It's in sports. Makes no difference. So,
well,
yes,
here's some information on a women's team before I let you go, Lee. The women's basketball team for Team USA, they have a record of 70-3 in Olympic play. Okay? They have no Olympic losses since 1992. They have no losses in any tournament since 2006. And, yeah, they be whooping up on everybody, Lee. They do.
Okay, well, thank you for correcting me. I apologize. I thought they had never lost, period, but I was
close
wrong.
Enough.
Still close enough.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. Yeah, I mean, hey, what's three losses going to do to anybody, right? Three losses for the U.S. Women's Olympic team would get Mike Tomlin, it'd get the fans kind of riled up. You know, sometimes, and you could put the Steelers in there. Like, this is a coveted job. And in the case of the Pittsburgh Steelers, it is a coveted job because the Steelers just don't run around hiring and firing anybody. Like, they're one of the few organizations just really in professional sports where you say, man, we could actually think about sustainability. I mean, they've had three coaches since 1969. We got to go back to Chuck Knoll, and then you move ahead to Coach Chin, and Bill Cowher, and then you got Mike Tomlin. Hickey, isn't Cowher still on CBS, right? He's still there?
He is. He survived, I guess, some of the, we'll call it reorganizing of the show.
I can't keep up. There's just so much movement and things going around. When is the last time Bill Cowher said anything of any significance? Do you remember?
He did reject the Jets. Remember that report out there a few years ago? And he said, I'm not going to coach the Jets. That was significant.
Is there a difference between the Jets and the Lakers, or am I missing something?
Ooh. Well, the Lakers do have, I mean, they're old and dusty, but they do have banners hanging up. The Jets, they have one special year.
They have one trophy that Aaron Rodgers walked in his opening press conference. He said that trophy in the front looks kind of lonely.
He's not wrong about that.
He's not wrong, but is he going to help him get one, or is he going to drive him crazy?
Well, there's a real argument so far that everything he's done, forget just the injury, but everything he's said and done has driven the Jets further away from finding that Lombardi Trophy a partner.
Yeah, maybe the Jets get lucky this year, Hickey. Maybe they get lucky.
Oh, boy, that's what we're going with now? Getting lucky?
Right? What
does that luck entail? Is that like Joe Burrow gets hurt, Mahomes forgets how to play football, the Ravens just pack up shop and just call it a year?
Yeah, that would all help. You're correct. those are all things that would help out the New York Jets, and the New York Jets could certainly use all of it. Well, I'll tell you this much.
It's not impossible, right? At this point?
What's possible? What, Mahomes forgets how to play football?
Said it's not impossible. I guess technically it all could happen.
Remember a couple of seasons ago, people thought that Mahomes forgot how to play football and he ended up winning a Super Bowl. Remember that?
When they dropped everyone in coverage and they started playing seven DBs, basically. Yeah, that was a fun time for a few games that lasted.
Yeah. Oh, he's regressed. Oh, my God. He's the worst. Oh, he's not as good. It's like sometimes you got to give people a break. Now, I got to be honest here. In the case of Mike Tomlin, I know he is now going 17 seasons without a losing record. I don't feel too good about this Steelers this upcoming season. You know, just to go ahead and utilize a cliche, when you start talking about having two quarterbacks, we all know what that means. You have none. And from some of the things that we've heard, it looks like Russell Wilson is going to operate the majority of the offense in the middle of the field. And then by the time we get to the red zone, that they're going to hand the reins over to Justin Fields and say, okay, it's your turn. And I get it. He's a little bit, at this stage, he's probably much more dynamic than Russell Wilson, who looks a little bit slower. And I know Russell Wilson lost weight, but he ain't the athlete that Fields is. And I don't know if the Steelers are just, it's real gimmicky when you have both of these quarterbacks. They're both in contract years. And you think about the AFC North and all of the teams that they have to battle against in any given Sunday, it's stacked against the Steelers, okay? I expect the Ravens to be better, the Browns to be better, especially if Deshaun Watson is actually healthy and back. And then the Bengals. I mean, yeah, Joe Burrow certainly has his issues with injuries from time to time. But the Steelers went 10-7 last year. Do I think that they're going to win 10 games this year? I don't think so. And so I don't want to say there's irony. It was only a couple of months ago that Mike Tomlin said, we have a bunch of scalded individuals that we have on the team now. Everybody's trying to bounce back. Russell Wilson trying to bounce back. I don't know if Justin Fields has been anywhere to bounce back, but he's trying to, you know, reclaim his spot as a quarterback. And then you have Arthur Smith, who got fired as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He's running the offense. And so you got three dudes that have basically been given the boot, and now they're going to battle it out, at least the two QBs up in Pittsburgh. I think Mike Tomlin, God bless him for getting a three-year extension. A lot of fans always want to fire him the minute that they face adversity. But Mike Tomlin, I think for the first time, he's going to face a losing season. Hickey, you think that streak ends at 17 years?
I do. I'm with you. That division is, you could argue, the toughest in the league, and I'm with you. I'm not very high on Russell Wilson. I'm not sold that Justin Fields is going to come in and all of a sudden be this polished, ready-to-go quarterback as well. Not good. I know they've had bad quarterback play in the past. Last year, I mean, look at their room. Last year was not very good. They won 10 games. I'm with you, though. I think this year, reality catches up to them. Losing record, that 17-year run. Great run. Impressive. I think it goes down the drain.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that's going to give some of the fans a little bit more angst when it comes down to getting rid of Mike Tomlin. But it ain't his fault. He don't go out there and play quarterback. It's not Mike Tomlin's fault that, you know, after Ben Roethlisberger, they had nothing. It is not Mike Tomlin's fault. And so I hope it works out. But I'm not optimistic. And so Mike Tomlin gets himself a three-year contract extension, and the Steeler fans are just going to have to park it and relax for a little while. Mike Tomlin is going nowhere. I do have to tell you about someone who is leaving. Darren Waller has decided to step away and retire. The tight end for the New York Giants said he's done. We heard the music video last week following the divorce with his wife. Darren Waller said that he even had a health issue that pretty much pushed the button for him to say, I'm out. Take a listen to what Darren Waller put on social media.
I'm doing something that I found a lot of joy in and have had amazing moments with, but the passion has slowly been fading. I've made the decision that I'll be retiring from the NFL. You know, there's eternally grateful for the game of football. I wouldn't be able to have this conversation or to think things through or be self-reflective if it wasn't for an opportunity to save my life and go to rehab, which the NFL offered me. They also gave me an opportunity to, you know, reestablish myself, to, you know, come back into the world and do something productive, provide an example, be a leader, be a difference maker, you know, in my craft, but also just in the day-to-day wherever I go. I mean, all the teams I played for, Baltimore taking a chance on me with all the red flags that I even had coming out of college with, and can't say enough about the Raiders, Oakland, and Las Vegas. Thank you to the Giants. Grateful for all the guys there, all the coaches there. I love y'all. Appreciate you.
Hickey, why didn't he just sing us a song?
You wanted that? I was going to say thank you after last week with the breakup song and then like the sort of diss track to the reaction to your breakup song. I'm glad we just got a normal podcast of I'm retiring. That's it. No lyrics, no beat, just straight up.
Yeah, well, I expected a song. Not that I wanted one, but I'm like, as I mean, if you're going to do a song for your divorce, why couldn't you do a song for your retirement? Why not? Be creative. Continue to be creative.
I was going to say, I don't think we made it through either the song breakup or like the rap diss track, if you want to call it that. I don't think we made it through either in its entirety.
Yeah, no, we couldn't. What did we do? 30 seconds of each?
If that.
Ugh. You know, but he's 31 years old. I feel like his entire career, outside of maybe that one Pro Bowl season in 2020, he's been all about potential. He's 31. We know about his battles that he's shared with everybody when it comes to alcohol addiction. Now he's dealing with this divorce. He's had a rough go at life. And, you know, he's even detailed an instance last season during the course of the year where he felt like he described it as the battery was coming out of his back and he needed to call 911 and is yelling for his neighbors and thought that he was going to die. I'm glad that he's still here. Only he knows the issues and demons that he has to deal with on a consistent basis. And so I wish Darren Waller nothing but the best. I certainly hope that he can find, you know, whatever he can in singing, solace. I just hope that walking away from the NFL doesn't remove him from structure, because we got a lot of players who, once they get out the game, whether they're forced out or they leave on their own, they don't know what the hell to do in that next step in life. And so for Darren Waller, I certainly hope that he finds that or has found that and can, you know, be at peace with his decision. It's not an easy one to make. And for a man who hasn't had an easy life, I wish him nothing but the best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We come back from break. You heard Lee from Cincinnati. He said, why isn't Caitlin Clark on Team USA for the women? Why isn't she going to Paris? I'll explain. We'll hear from Caitlin Clark. We got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.